Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, John Cangalosi. Batting second. The second baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting third. The left fielder, Reed Nichols. Batting fourth. The DH, Carlton Fisk. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jerry Hairston. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ken Williams. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Dave Cochran. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Batting ninth. The catcher, Ron Carcoviche. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jose De Leon. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting second. The right fielder, Mark Davidson. Batting third. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting fifth. The DH, Roy Smalley. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Billy Bean. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jeff Reed. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Steve Lombardozzi. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Neil Heaton. And now, play ball. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett hits a fly ball into right field. Davidson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cangalosi. The throw from Reed and he is safe. Cangalosi steals second. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cangalosi. The throw from Reed and he is out, Gaetti applying the tag. Two outs. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett hits a fly ball into center field. Cangalosi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Davidson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davidson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is called out on strikes. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Dave Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti hits a pop-up towards third. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Bean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bean hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cochran fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carcoviche hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cangalosi hits a fly ball into left field. Bean settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hewlett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 0-for-1 in the game. Nichols hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jeff Reed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reed takes first base on ball 4. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne hits a fly ball into left field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardozzi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lombardozzi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0-for-1 in the game. Hairston hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Reed settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0-for-1 in the game. Puckett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mark Davidson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davidson is 0-for-1 in the game. Davidson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Puckett moves to second. One out. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Puckett moves to third. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-1 in the game. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hairston scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Harbeck for the out. Puckett scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, White Sox. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0-for-1 in the game. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cochran fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5. With the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 1 in the game. Cochran hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 1 in the game. Guillen bunts towards the mound. Heaton fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karkoviche is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Karkoviche hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bean. Karkoviche reaches second base with a double. Guillen goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, White Sox. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heaton spins and fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Heaton. Karkoviche moves to third. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cangalosi hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Karkoviche tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-1, White Sox. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hewlett hits a fly ball into left field. Bean settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-1 in the game. Smalley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Bean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bean is 0-for-1 in the game. Bean strikes out. One out. Jeff Reed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reed is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Reed strikes out. There goes Smalley. The throw from Karkoviche to Guillen, and Smalley is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 0-for-2 in the game. Nichols hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Fisk strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0-for-2 in the game. Hairston hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 0-for-1 in the game. Gagne hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. De Leon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardozzi is 0-for-1 in the game. Lombardozzi hits a pop-up towards third. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gagne moves to second. Mark Davidson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davidson is 0-for-2 in the game. Davidson strikes out. Two outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Harbeck hits a fly ball into center field. Cangalosi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams is hit by the pitch. Dave Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heaton fires to first and picks off Williams. One out. Dave Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cochran strikes out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 2 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lombardozzi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0 for 2 in the game. Gaetti is hit by the pitch. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Smalley takes first base on ball 4. Gaetti moves to second. Billy Bean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bean is 0 for 2 in the game. Bean strikes out. One out. Jeff Reed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reed is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Reed hits a fly ball into center field. Cangalosi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gaetti moves to third. Two outs. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Gaetti scores. Smalley moves to second. It's 4-2, White Sox. Randy Bush pinch hits for Greg Gagne. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Alvaro Espinoza now playing shortstop. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karkoviche is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Karkoviche hits a fly ball into right field. Davidson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Cangalosi hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hewlett hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harbeck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Dave J. Schmidt now pitching. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardozzi is 0 for 2 in the game. Lombardozzi hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Puckett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lombardozzi moves to third. Al Woods pinch hits for Mark Davidson. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lombardozzi scores. Puckett moves to second. It's 4-3, White Sox. Ray Searage now pitching. Mickey Hatcher pinch runs for Al Woods. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Harbeck strikes out. One out. Bobby Thigpen now pitching. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Gaetti hits a fly ball into center field. Cangalosi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Smalley hits a fly ball into right field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Mickey Hatcher now playing left field. Billy Bean now playing right field. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 0 for 3 in the game. Nichols hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harbeck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Fisk hits a fly ball into right field. Bean settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0 for 3 in the game. Hairston hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Mark Salas pinch hits for Billy Bean. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salas hits a fly ball into center field. Cangalosi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Reed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reed is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Reed hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Nichols. Reed reaches second base with a double. Ron Washington pinch runs for Jeff Reed. Tom Brunansky pinch hits for Alvaro Espinoza. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Washington scores. It's White Sox, 4, Twins, 4. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardozzi is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lombardozzi hits a pop-up towards first. Hairston settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Puckett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Mark Salas now catching. Ron Washington now playing shortstop. Tom Brunansky now playing right field. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Williams bunts towards the mound. Heaton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dave Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cochran takes first base on ball 4. Williams moves to second. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 3 in the game. Guillen hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Williams moves to third. One out. George Frazier now pitching. Ron Hassey pinch hits for Ron Carcoviche. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey takes first base on ball 4. Cochran moves to second. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. he's got one RBI. Kangalosi takes first base on ball four. Williams scores. Cochran moves to third. Hassey moves to second. It's 5-4, White Sox. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hewlett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Brunansky. Hewlett reaches second base with a double. Cochran scores. Hassey scores. Kangalosi goes all the way around to score. It's 8-4, White Sox. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 0-for-4 in the game. Nichols hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Frazier fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Fisk is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Gene Nelson now pitching. Ron Hassey now catching. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hairston scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hatcher for the out. One out. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hairston scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Harbeck for the out. Two outs. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cochran fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Smalley takes first base on ball four. Gaetti moves to second. Alan Anderson pinch runs for Gary Gaetti. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salas is 0-for-1 in the game. Salas is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and Minnesota Twins, 4. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.